This is The View from Pluto and WKSU. I'm Andrew Meyer. Kent State University men's basketball coach Rob Sindroff is in the record books, at least as far as the school is concerned. Joining us to talk about what this means to the coach, the school, and even Division I basketball is our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Andrew.
So Rob Sindroff is now the winningest coach in school history.
And it's pretty good. It's not like he's been here forever and won 150 games and lost 160. You know, sometimes you see these school, it's like, he not only has the record for the most wins, he has a record for the most losses.
But he's topped 150 now.
Yes, he has. And he's won about two-thirds of his games. You know, he's won four times. He's won 20 games. He's won to the NCAA tournament once. And he's kind of another very good coach in what Kent State, really since the year 2000, has had a line of very strong basketball coaches.
Let's give a nod to the previous record holder. That was
Jim McDonald from 82 to 92. His record is 148 and 139. McDonald, I remember, I'm old enough to have seen him coach, whatever. He's old school, big tough defense, that. Wonderful man, been here for quite a while. And he retired. He didn't quit. Then after that, for about 7-8 years, they really struggled with a lot of things. And then in the year 2000, Gary Waters was hired by Lyon Kennedy, who was the AD, and Gary Waters came in and got Kent State to the NCAA tournament twice. And then he left to go to Rutgers. Then the next year, a guy named Stan Heath came in. He was only here for 1 year. They went to the Elite Eight. He left to go to Arkansas. And then a guy named Jim Christian came in. And that's when Rob Sindroff was hired to come in with Jim Christian as an assistant coach.
Kent State, it's in the MAC conference.
Right.
That's a mid-major. But a mid-major that's been getting good coaches, quality players. What is it about Rob Sindroff that really sets him apart?
I think, well, one of the things that happened is Sindroff is here for a couple of years and he went to the University of Indiana. He worked for Kelvin Sampson, who, unfortunately for Rob, is a coach who's not exactly unfamiliar to the NCAA investigators. He's had problems before. And while Rob was at Indiana, and I'm sure he probably thought, boy, this is my chance to get to the big time because he's still an assistant, that, you know, this would be great. But, right there, Sampson got in trouble with the NCAA, and so did Rob. And it was for making recruiting calls out of the time when you're supposed to. You know, we in the guys in the business call it knucklehead cheating. And so he was fired at Indiana, and the NCAA attached a thing called show cause.
And what's that?
Show cause means if you're to hire Rob, you have to show the NCAA why you would do this. And frankly, if he gets in trouble, the NCAA is coming right down your throat. So he was sort of scarlet lettered. But Lyon Kennedy, who was the athletic director here, who helped turn around the basketball program by hiring Gary Waters and then hiring Stan Heath, and then he hired this guy Jim Christian, he brought Rob back. Because Lang had been on various NCAA committees. He's respected by the NCAA. And basically, he said, Rob is a good guy who made a mistake. And now, had he gotten in trouble? So Rob came back as an assistant for 3 years under a guy named Geno Ford. Then when Geno Ford left and went to Bradley, by the way, mostly you notice he's been kind of a stepping stone job, Rob got the job. And so he stayed here for 7 years. You know, they've had no problems at all.
And they've had a great record. I mean, you look back at Sindroff's record during his time, a couple of seasons coaching, 500 ball, yeah. The rest, a winning record. And they did go to the NCAA tournament 2 years ago. I think there are a lot of Division I coaches who would love having this sort of record.
Yeah, they would. And on top of it, you know, he's brought in a player next year as an autism student. That took some guts. And, you know, Rob has done a really, I think, good job of, like, kind of establishing himself maybe as a coach that's going to stay in the MAC for quite a while.
You look at somebody like Sindroff. He's got a winning record here at Kent State. He's in the history books for Kent State. But really, what do you think his longevity at the school is?
If you're an AD in the MAC and you have a good coach, you know, somebody can come along and grab him. But actually, that's a compliment because that meant your guy was good enough to be hired somewhere else.
So at least for the time being, though, Sindroff is here to stay, and who knows, maybe we'll see them back in the NCAA tournament come springtime.
And I wonder, when he was hired back in 2008, people looked at him and go, there's the guy that's going to win more games at Kent State than anybody else. I don't think anybody said it, so congrats, Rob.
Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome, Andrew.